NBC News Radio, I'm Mark Mayfield. NORAD has issued a statement after an unresponsive Cessna violated U.S. airspace in Washington, D.C. on Sunday. NORAD aircraft were authorized to use supersonic speeds, which was the reason for the sonic boom heard by residents in the region. Officials in Davenport, Iowa, are confirming that the body of a person has been found in the apartment building that partially collapsed last weekend. Trey Thomas reports.
A city spokesperson identified the victim as Brandon Colvin, who is the first confirmed death. The 42-year-old Colvin was one of three people still missing. Police also say there's a high probability that a 51-year-old and 60-year-old man were also at home at the time of the collapse. I'm Trey Thomas.
And Chuck Todd is stepping down this fall as moderator of NBC's Meet the Press. He announced the news during Sunday morning's edition of the show. Mark Mayfield, NBC News Radio.